1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Movie Tavern by Marcus. This new year, purchase a 2020 Ultimate Popcorn Tub. Unlimited popcorn for only $4.95 every visit for the whole year. Because movies never tasted so good.
Planters has killed off Mr. Peanut. Yes or no? You guys talked about this already?
No chance.
Has any beer ever had like a Mr. Beer or Mr. Foam?
Mr. Foamy, Mr. Hoppy, Mr.
We've had representations for different kinds of foods, for
Aunt
all
Jemima.
Kinds of products. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Ever had a guy for beer?
Mr. Clean, the Jolly Green Giant.
Chicken.
Now, beer's always changing. We don't...
McCheese.
We don't even have the Wiseop guys or the
people.
Frogs or we're done with Taste Great, less filling.
But a guy who actually not was in the commercials but represented the brand.
Like on every
Colonel
can,
Sanders.
Like Captain Crunch.
Yes.
I saw your Bud Light seltzer, by the way.
Captain Crunch of beer.
And it made me mad.
The seltzer commercial?
No, I saw it in person. I saw cases of it stacked up in CVS or something. I walked by it, and I gave it a look, and
Why did it make you mad?
Didn't it make you mad? Because you're like, it's not Bud Light, and it's not seltzer, but it's called Bud Light seltzer.
Yeah.
It just made you mad.
Yeah, I guess.
It made me mad.
I mean, not real mad. Not like...
Give it another name. Blank seltzer by Bud Light or something, or by Budweiser.
Once again, I don't understand it. It's like, okay. It's under the bigger... It's an Anheuser-Busch...
Seltzer.
Budweiser.
Product.
Umbrella. It's under all that.
Fine.
Okay.
They want people who like...
It's not a beer.
It's
simple.
They
want people who Bud Light.
They want people who are Bud loyal buyers to buy the seltzer.
Bud Light drinkers.
Bud Light loyal.
Yes, they do.
Those loyal people. Fine. Because it's a diet alcohol beverage. There's no calories.
Made me mad. It made me mad.
I don't know. It's just like, okay, so Bud Light. Why is it just Bud Seltzer?
Yeah, I didn't like it. Yeah, the marketing is all wrong. The name is all wrong.
How big is that... Bud Light division.
The biggest.
Well.
There's only Bud and Bud Light. I mean, after that, Michelob is a way big dive down. Or Ultra, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are their products. Bud and Bud Light, right? And then you Bud Light Seltzer. It's dumb. It's just not good. It's not a good name. It's not. All right, Mr. Peanut,
Wesley
Snipes.
So you want some character goes cuckoo for beer? Bounces on his head.
I wondered if we ever had one. I couldn't
Joe
think of
Camel.
One. It's time for one.
We've had, back in the 60s.
The Girl
we
in
had,
the Moon.
We had the, didn't Blatz have the guy? Hams had a
bear. Yeah, cartoon bear.
From the land of sky blue water. We tried that. We had a bear, Hams.
Hams, did they used to have the cartoons?
Yes, the raccoon
the
and the squirrel and the bear. Yeah, the bear was clearly
That's getting
the leader.
Close.
Yeah,
but did they have him on the bottle?
No,
was he never called.
No, he
was
might have been
called,
on
the... you know, Ham Bear or Mr. Hams, or Hams the Bear,
Hams the Bear.
No. And if your name is Hams, why do you have a bear, not a pig?
Yeah, sure.
Ham ties into a pig.
True.
I just never got that.
Still the best beer sign though, with the water.
Oh, I'd love to
it's
get
still
that.
Still the best.
I would love
beer
to get
sign,
that
I
beer
think.
Sign somewhere, and you can find them on eBay.
The glow.
The one, the bar sign.
The Hams
with the,
bar
with
sign
the river.
With the river that gently cascades mm-hmm. and moves. I still
they're out there, but
love
they're,
that.
They're worth a fortune.
Yeah, so, okay, so a river is on the can.
That's because it came
water.
From the land of sky blue water.
Right.
Right. So what about like,
and lofty blossoms, balsams.
A jar of peanuts and Mr. Peanut is on it. Mm-hmm. You buy a bucket of chicken and Colonel Sanders is on it. What about?
Well,
there's never been a beer guy.
Peanut, Mr. Peanut went with the actual product, the peanut
right.
they made
That's
him.
That's what I'm talking.
Colonel
about.
Sanders isn't in the bucket. Chicken is.
Is there a whiskey guy, though, or a vodka
right,
guy?
But he's the guy who cooked it.
That's tough.
The closest I can come in your hard liquors
is
Captain Morgan or Jim Beam.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I knew I was missing a ton. Right. Mm-hmm.
But they don't put Jim Beam on. They put Captain Morgan on the bottle.
Yeah, the captain. And one of my friends who was an actor dressed up as Captain Morgan and went out to events because it was what you did as an acting gig.
So you're a pirate, specifically Captain Morgan.
Was he in Times Square?
No, he was around
When I was in
here.
New York, those guys walked up to me. I said, just back off. I'm not paying you. I'm not getting my picture taken.
Yeah, get away.
Back away. Their outfits are filthy.
No, I know. They're gross.
They're just dirty. It looks like
they're
you know, wash that thing. Take a little pride in your appearance, you Spider-Man, Superman, whatever the hell you are.
I hate that.
Go wash your outfit.
Yep, I agree.
They just mob you. I said, back off.
I would, too.
Spuds McKenzie.
They're okay.
But not a person.
Nope.
once again.
And they certainly didn't make the beer out of him.
Right. It's like, we ever have a person who represented beer?
Mr. Peanut should go. And I'll tell you why.
Why?
He's letting other peanuts just be crushed and eaten by...
Well, I could never understand Charlie Tuna's thing either. You want to be in
yeah.
the can?
Yeah.
A video posted yesterday shows Mr. Peanut driving his Nutmobile with Wesley Snipes and comedian Matt Walsh, who played Mike McClintock on Veep. When Mr. Peanut swerves to avoid an armadillo, the vehicle goes off a cliff. All three guys spill out and end up hanging on a branch. Since it's too heavy for all three of them, Mr. Peanut sacrifices himself.
This is just, hey, look who's back. They did it with the Quisp and Quake. They sent Quake through the... some sort of machine, and he came out. He was fat to start with, and he came back, and he was all trim and fit. He looked like Jim Jupiter. And look for something like that with Mr. Peanut. He'll have a more...
it's going to come out in good shape.
What if he comes back with a grill?
It's with heavy hearts that we confirm Mr. Peanut has passed away at 104, says Samantha Hess, Planters brand manager at Kraft Heinz.
There is no...
He'll be remembered as the legume who always brought people together for nutty adventures and a good time.
Maybe
just
that
a monocle and a
Peanut.
Top hat just don't work anymore.
And the sash. Wasn't there a sash?
No, I don't think so. He was always kind of nude.
Did he have a watch? Did he have a chain and a watch?
Cuffs, maybe.
Yeah, cuffs, spats.
Yeah, I thought there was a little more to it.
He'll be back.
Maybe they're going to bring out a more hip kind of Peanut.
That's what I mean.
I'm down.
Snoop Peanut.
He's got his hat on.
I'm down.
Like, who was the dog on the
Peanut
Simpsons?
Peanut Z.
Who's the dog in The Simpsons?
Lil Nutsy.
With the attitude. I want to say Schmoopy, but that wasn't his name. Poochie. He's going to be more poochified.
Young P.
He's going to have a skateboard.
Poochified.
Jazzy Peanut.
That's all they're going to do. They're going to give him some tennis shoes or something like that. He's going to rap.
Will they do to advertise?
Sit back and wait.
Because Fisher had the singing people for a while, the Fisher Nut Company.
We take the peanut very seriously at the Fisher Nut
Now
Company.
Your nuts are not fried in oil. That's Fisher's big deal.
You should be eating avocados anyway. That's what
I eat a ton of nuts. No, I love nuts. Are great for
Molly
you.
Ringwald is going to tell you.
Right, and I do eat avocados anyway without Molly or the other guy you mentioned the other day.
I have my doubts. You've been sick lately.
Well, I don't know that the avocado can stop all bacterial sinus infections.
I don't like
I've never seen a commercial that says that.
Yeah.
You gave me coronavirus because you were just in New York. This is
I think it's SARS.
All your fault.
I think it's SARS.
Well, it's the one that's out there now.
I'm not sure.
No, you gave me that last year. Remember?